Well, I first started in September 87, and I was a filing clerk in antenatal. Then I transferred upstairs to the pathology department, and I was a part-time worker from sort of 9:30 to the middle of the afternoon, and I was doing a dispatch work. And when they wanted somebody to take on cytology, I told them that the dispatch work needed to be split into two. It was far too much for one person to do. And so they hired somebody to do the morning and somebody to do the afternoon. And I had to train them both. And then I moved on to doing the books for cytology. I had to enter all the patient details, and when the results came back, I had to enter all the results, and all the original forms had to be filed. Everything was filed. Patients' notes were there for 10, 20 years, depending on what cytology work they'd had done. And quite often I was involved in filing slides down into the storage area in the storage basement, spend time down there filing slides. They were all transported over to Hartford. They couldn't get rid of anything for years. No. So, something like 30 years, is it? It's a very long time, the records and slides and everything
have to be kept.
And then when I moved into the new building, by then, of course, everything was computerised. And all the hard copies had to be collected and were professionally shredded so that there could be nothing flying around. And that was real bliss moving out. I had a great big office, more or less to myself, a huge office. And there was only ever about 3 or 4 of us working in there. Yeah. So it was it went from books and books and books and all the written handwork and the results to putting in all the information onto the computer and all the results as well, and then making sure that they got sent out to the various consultants and the doctors and GPs, etc. It's a real evolution, you know, going from printed paperwork to a very simple computer. I remember I went away on holiday, and when I come back, somebody busted. You know, when you think about the first computers that came out, how simple they were, and then on to these magic things. You just evolved along with it.
Of course, I forgot the secretaries were typists. They just type away there, and it was quite noisy.
The records are fantastic. I remember the storeroom downstairs were practically balancing everything.
It was awful.
But also something Joan forgot to tell you was about the afternoon part of her job was the dispatching of all the empty containers to the GP surgeries.
Oh, yeah.
All the bottles and jars and
That job was dumped on me.
Had to be sent out. And they went out in plastic sacks, so everybody, when you went shopping, you kept all your plastic bags. Took them to work so that they could be filled up with specimen bottles to be sent out to GPs.
But then that changed later on. That dispatching of all those bottles and things got dumped on me. So we had to make out a form of what we sent out, and we sent them bunches of them to the GP surgeries. And they used to send them in, ticking off what they wanted. And in the end, I used to say, sorry, I can't do all this as well as my own job. So we used to grab somebody that wasn't doing anything, come and help me, you know. They came in big boxes of 400, the urine sample boxes and the poo boxes and the sputum boxes, you know, and I used to sort of give them a box each. I thought, I'm not messing about here. And the person that used to come and pick them up used to say, well, I've got to take all that. I said, yes, I've had to do it.
This was it. It was all the transport. Yeah. People pick up all and bring back, you know.
Because we stretched
it was going on all the time.
As far as Stevenage and further for transporting stuff out to GP surgeries in Stevenage and places like that. Hartford, Cuffley.
And you were working practically up to Royston. When I first started in cytology, we dealt with St Albans and Hemel Hempstead as well. So it covered a very big area. It covered the GP areas for Harpenden and St Albans. And then, of course, it all closed. This disbursement.
It was when the children's ward closed down in the QE2, we started to notice things were changing once they shut two in ward, and then they closed the maternity part down. It was over a period of years, but you saw what was happening. You saw them closing it wards off gradually,
bit by bit,
and shutting wards down. And you know, it was over a period of time, but you thought, you know, it's going.